You're listening to KCBX, Central Coast Public Radio on NPR One. I'm Alex Ulrich. Wednesday, May 6th is National Bike to School Day. While it helps motivate kids and parents to use bikes instead of cars, the influx of new riders also causes some safety concerns. Bike to School Day events may vary from county to county, but the goal is the same, says Ken Epperson with Traffic Solutions in Santa Barbara.
We know that if we can get kids on bikes as early as possible, that they'll become responsible and skilled bicyclists as they move through life. It's a great way for kids to incorporate some exercise.
For many parents, safety is a concern. Stephanie Hicks is with Slow Regional Rideshare and says there are programs in place to help with this, including bicycle trains and guided rides.
A lot of getting the kids to ride their bike to school does have to do with making parents comfortable. Getting the parents out there and getting them comfortable with making the route, you know, on a bike is huge.
Kim Stanley is the Santa Barbara coordinator of the Safe Routes to School program. She says if more kids walk or ride, there won't be as many cars, leading to safer school zones.
If you talk to the police department, parents are usually the ones getting the tickets in the school zones because they're late dropping their kids off for school.
Keep in mind, there will be more inexperienced riders on the roads, so organizers ask drivers to be exceptionally cautious. Alex Ulrich, KCBX News.